Which coming up next on Bear Podcast. How many times a week should couples have sex? Gay marriage now available in Oklahoma. Working with gay bosses. Talking to your TV and machine-made gourmet burgers. Coming up next, stay tuned.
Bear Podcast, episode 501.
Hey, all you bears!
He's texting to bump into Big Hairy Man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you to him, so I'm going to scrub there and fix it for you.
Can I do the podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that is fun and cute.
Well, that's two glasses of wine.
Two glasses.
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. You really have to. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
I am Dave.
Welcome to episode 501.
501.
And recording on January 14th.
We said only up to 500 where we have Ray. And we're like, okay, no more Ray.
No more Ray.
Just Dave for now on.
No.
Ray's having a good time, isn't he?
That's right. Ray is on vacation right now. He's in the Sierras.
That's awesome.
In the, what do you call this?
The Sierra Nevadas?
Yeah.
Is that in California?
Yeah, he's in California. He is actually in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
As in nowhere.
I tried to text him earlier and he didn't text back because I think he can't.
Yeah, he can't text. Yeah, you have to Facebook message him because, yeah, he doesn't have a, you know.
He told me this the other day, but I tried to text him anyway because I'm stubborn like that.
But it could still go through if it's iMessage.
Right. Oh, I think it was.
Yeah.
If it's, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe.
But anyway, so yeah, Ray is out of commission right now. Not out of commission, but he's out of town right now with Robbie. He is having a vacation with Robbie for the whole week.
With his fiance.
His fiance.
It's Robbie's birthday. Happy birthday, Robbie.
Oh,
it's probably could have waited till the end of the show for that.
No, it's okay. Happy birthday, Robbie. You've been watching it. Okay. Also, we have a few updates on the website. So you check out bearpodcast.com. We made some. It's brighter now. It used to be black, mm-hmm. black background. Now it's white background and everything.
Oh,
so
ooh.
Made things a little simpler. You guys can go through, it's cleaner now. Same images though. I need to change some of the images though, but yeah.
Cool.
Everything's changed.
I'll check it out.
Also, January 31st, in a couple of weeks from now.
Party at my house.
Party at Dave's house.
Bear Podcast, episode 500 party.
Yeah, just to reiterate what we said last week, 500 came out last week, but we couldn't do, we want to do a party, Dave's throwing a party, but we couldn't do it this week or last week, so we're going to do it on the 31st.
I have a strange schedule, and I had to wait till we could get something close to a weekend, so we found a Friday night that works for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So
now I can't scroll
up. That'll be fun.
Yep.
Yeah, anyone that's wants to come is more than welcome.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. We have a few listeners who actually contacted me. Hey,
oh, really?
I want to go too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah,
just fun. Show up. Don't steal anything. Thanks. I don't have a whole lot of stuff to steal, so it's not a big deal.
Just going to steal anything. Okay, let's do some weekend updates. Where have you been?
You
just came from somewhere.
I did. I just came from, and this is topical, I just came from Nigeria.
Oh, that's right.
Is that on? Is that?
It's one of the topic? Stories here.
Is that a story? Okay, well, we could talk about that later. But
yeah,
it's very uncomfortable being there because I could be thrown in jail for 14 years. So I don't like it. But work told me I still gotta go.
Oh yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah.
Just don't be.
I tried to get out.
Don't
of
be
it.
Swishy when you get there.
No, yeah. I'm usually swishing all over the place,
Yeah.
As gay as they come.
Mm-hmm. So you just came from there, and did you ever try food there?
No.
No? Are you afraid?
Literally, in the plane, the meat thing, it'll say right on it, bush meat. So anything that says bush meat and not beef or chicken or
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to eat it. Bush meat.
What is that?
Don't know, and I'm not eating
it. You don't
want to
know? You
don't want to know. I'm not eating it. So I don't, I stayed in a hotel that was actually a lot nicer than the last time I stayed there, the last couple times.
Mm-hmm.
So I did eat a little bit of porridge there. So I guess I ate some food there.
Porridge.
Yeah. It was really bad oatmeal, basically.
God,
it wasn't good. It was bad. And you know what? I actually got a little like stomach sick
mm-hmm.
after that trip, and I'm wondering if it was something I ate. So
did you like?
I'm gonna say don't eat there if you can help it.
Oh really?
No, I pack all kinds of stuff. Tuna fish, just snacks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of
because you just want
beef jerky.
You need to be safe. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of eat my own stuff. I do use their little heater for the coffee heater. Mm-hmm. I fill it up with water and then I eat like a cup of soups and stuff.
Oh, okay.
That works out good.
All right.
It sucks.
Good traveling lab. And yeah. Also, you what's up with Bear Watch?
Just had a Bear Watch meeting. Still working on sponsors, a logo, and hopefully by the end of this week, you'll be able to register. I think that's the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're working on. The logo is finally hopefully done, and promotional materials should be coming out shortly.
You know, Bear Watch. Let's tell the audience about the Bear Watch. Bear Watch is the event usually held. It was held by Houston area Bears before. Now it's Houston Bears doing it. So it's going to be in Galveston in May. What is it? May.
May 18th through 20th.
I think those are the dates.
I think so.
Yeah. So. That's the weekend before Memorial Weekend. It's going to be in Galveston. It's going to be a three-day bear event. It's going to be at the beach.
It's our 15th year.
Nude, yeah.
Yeah, there's a...
Nudity.
We're not supposed to yell this out, but there's clothing optional.
Clothing discouraged.
Discouraged. I would say the majority of people wear clothes.
And yeah, everybody wears clothes there.
And if people do get naked, it's not like people just laying out naked too much. It's mostly... People get in the pool and then take their suits off.
Yeah,
but
or they're naked in their rooms. Yeah, it's gonna be fun. It should be fun. Mike and I are gonna be there. So
I'll be there again running the event. This will be my third year on the committee.
Just third year? I thought it was the fourth.
This is my third year on the committee. Fourth year going.
Oh, that's right.
The first bear run I ever went to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was when I met you. I met Maynard and Ray Bear Watch 11 or 12.
I think it was
12, 13, 14, 15. It was 12. Yeah, there was 12.
Yeah. And that was a Friday night when I met you. And you were all clean shaven. He's not wearing a beard.
It
was weird going to bear run with the clean shaven face.
I was clean shaven that day. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back then.
It was weird.
God, I haven't been clean shaven since.
Oh, by the way, Jason is here, by the way. Hey, did you ever see him without a beard?
I used to have a goatee a lot. No. Most of my life I've had goatees in my as an adult,
mm-hmm.
But the beard I've had for over a year now.
Mm. Yeah. Keep the beard.
I think I don't know. I probably will. I might go down to a goatee again, but I won't go shave.
Keep the beard because it feels good between the legs.
I don't know. We'll see.
What? What do you want to see?
No comment.
No comment.
Okay. What's going on with you? Are we talking about each other yet?
We're still on
topics.
Yeah, we are. We're talking about.
I've kind of big news.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to tell you? Podcast listeners don't know, but I currently have a boyfriend.
Woohoo! He's not available anymore.
No, I'm off the market, folks.
Oh my God, those Growler accounts going away. Oh no.
I've barely been on Growler. mostly because of this, but also because Coley, if you're watching, you need to fix your typing box. It keeps dropping letters and it's annoying.
Oh,
have you had that issue?
That is not a problem only with Growler. It happens with other applications too. So
Does it really?
It's an iOS problem.
Oh my God, iOS. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy with this new update
iOS
at all.
Problem. Yeah. It's happening to me with other applications.
Is it? I've only one that I've had a problem with.
Yeah. Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yay.
It's gone really well. I can't talk too much back because he's sitting behind the camera right now. But no,
look at that, he's laughing.
This is the thing, and I did write this on Facebook, and you know, we were friends, and then it turned into more, and... I wasn't really sure if he was feeling it the way I was feeling it, and it turns out he was. So it's nice. It's nice when you're both on the same page about stuff. Like
so teary.
Shut up. So
wait. I need violin. Okay, tell the story. Right?
No, it's nice. Well, that makes all three of us like to do the podcast.
Oh my God, Ray's, everybody's
like,
partner.
Engaged. You're married, and now I have a boyfriend.
Oh my gosh, all the stages. Okay.
I know.
I'm happy. That's good.
Thanks.
All right.
I'm happy too.
Okay, so we should celebrate by eating vegan. How's that? We should go and
I don't think either one of us are good with that, are we?
No, I'll try it.
I'll eat it, but yeah, I'm not going to celebrate.
Okay, this is something that I would recommend because I went out with a friend of mine, Dave. David also. His name is David.
You're cheating on me with another Dave?
It's another David. Yeah, he's vegan bear or veggie bear.
Who's this? Bear? From here?
Yeah, he's from Houston.
Do I know him?
Oh, yeah, he's, I'll tell you more about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know who you're
talking
about.
You would know him. You've seen him in the pool parties. Yeah.
Okay.
David, big guy with a beard.
Did he used to date a certain friend of mine?
Yes, a certain chaser. Yes.
Oh, okay. No, I know who you mean now.
Okay.
Oh, I definitely know who you mean now, but that's not who I thought you were talking about.
Okay. Not that Dave. The other David.
No, okay. Okay.
Oh my God, there's so many Davids.
There are. I thought you meant a David that used to date a David. Do you know what I'm talking about now?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. God, this is confusing. Sorry, audience. Sorry.
There's a lot of gay Daves out there.
Yes. You should add that to Rick, Mark, and Steve.
Yeah. No, I like that. Dave I like too. Vegan Bear. I know exactly who you're talking about now.
He's so yeah, Vegan Bear. Yeah, I have hung out with him and we went to Radical Eats in Montrose.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's in the gay area, so Montrose. So Radical Eats, they serve everything's... they also serve meat, but they have vegan and vegetarian. But what's weird is they give you everything, pretty much everything that they have in their menu. It's like it's a buffet, but the buffet goes to you.
Oh my God! Really?
yeah.
They just like take.
We're not done with this plate.
And yeah. We're just gonna throw everything on your menu. You're gonna get it and just eat what you want.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's kind of like grazing, like a vegan cow would do.
Yeah, vegan cow. Yeah, so that's pretty much
it. Eating cows? That probably is redundant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, I tried that out. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You should try it out one of these days.
Okay, I'll definitely try it. Mm-hmm. You know me, I'll eat anything. Just about.
Okay. So. Also been watching Chosen. Did you ever record Chosen?
See it.
You've seen the.
I meant to record it, but now I don't even know if I want to. I'm getting all kinds of weird. Comments from
it. It's okay. I didn't like it too much.
I don't know.
Just trying too hard. That's how I feel about the comedy.
I hate that. Yeah. There's nothing worse than comedy that's trying too hard.
Yeah.
Comedy needs to be. The timing has to be good. It has to just be funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I couldn't. It's. Chosen is a it's an animated TV show on FX where they feature a gay chubby white rapper,
and he was jailed. That's the other part of it for me. It's like, why is he a chubby white rapper? Because there's a bunch of those in the bear community. Could we have picked something a little less like specific?
Really,
I don't know. I didn't
bear
get that.
Rapper. I know just one. So far, in Columbus,
I don't even know if I know.
You don't even know.
Well, Tony. What's Tony's last name? Everyone knows him. He's the only one I know that kind of does that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's less rap than it is, dance music.
Oh, more Banks. Dance music.
Okay. Tony Banks.
Oh, okay.
You don't talk about it, right?
I think so.
I think he does porn.
He does porn too. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, we should have him in the show then.
Oh, you should.
Not to do a porn, but
he would be on your show.
Yeah.
He's a black guy, but he's a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
Probably more authentic than Chosen.
Yeah, that's right.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I have mixed feelings about Chosen. I don't know if I could recommend it. I mean, I'll try a few episodes, maybe.
Jason, would you watch it? Sometimes you have to get the kinks out.
Would you watch it, Jason? You haven't watched it? Okay, I have a problem here. My application keeps crashing.
There's Almost Human on Fox. You want to talk about that?
Oh, yeah. I recommend. It's by J.J. Abrams. It's a very good TV show. It's about a cop and an almost human android.
Right. So, I remember seeing the previews, but I never saw it.
Yeah. Because the premise is law enforcement needed help. They need an android with them, which all look alike and everything. So, but then he didn't like these cookie cutter android, so he got one that is an older one that has synthetic soul.
Oh,
so it kind of has feelings, stuff like that. So it's almost human.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's it revolves around that, and it's pretty cool.
So it's a droid, or it's like a like an image?
Oh, it's a robot.
Oh, it's a real robot.
Running around.
So it's basically some really hot chick that's acting like a robot. Mm-hmm. Is that, yeah. Usually that's the case in sci-fi films.
Oh, what's interesting about that? Okay, this is interesting about the TV show. They featured bang bots. So they have women, androids that are...
Oh, they're like prostitute robots?
Robots.
Interesting.
Can you imagine if you had that as guys?
Yeah.
Guy.
Do they have like interchangeable penises for the one you want?
Yeah, that's right. You can enlarge it. Oh, wait. Make it smaller. So it's your type.
Do whatever you want. Yeah. Whatever. My type. The little ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Acre in the bush. That's right. So, okay.
I'm known for liking the smaller ones. Not always. Not always. That does. I was saying nothing about Jason.
There are exceptions. I could say
I was saying nothing about Jason.
All right. Since we're in a topic of penises right now, okay. So I got this from Yahoo Answers for some reason. I just googled it. I saw it, and then how many times should in a week, specifically in a week, should couples have sex?
I don't know if should's the right word. I mean, I think it goes through phases in the very beginning of a relationship.
And then it dies down toward the years.
It always does, I think.
Let's pretend you're in your first year, for example. So whatever answer you have here, take note, Jason. Sorry.
He doesn't have to take notes.
Take notes because he already knows.
He already knows the answer.
Anyway, okay, yeah.
We tend to have a lot of sex right now.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. So what was your question again? If don't answer that.
I don't think that there's any one answer for every relationship, I think. Mm-hmm. Some relationship, like you have a partner that lives in
that's the problem.
Far away.
Yeah, Mike lives in New Orleans, so that at least once a week doesn't work because
right. And yeah. You know, I don't want to get specific about anyone's specific whatever, but I have friends that they don't really have sex. They do oral things, and it's good for them. And I have other friends that don't even like the oral thing, and one just likes being pounded, and the other one likes to be the pounder. You know, and it works for them, and you know, and then I have friends that are together and they haven't had sex in over a year, probably maybe longer. And I don't know if that's healthy. Like if I think that if you stop having sex with your partner, then you guys are friends. You're not partners that much anymore. I think sex is a very important part of an actual sex, like an actual relationship, like a boyfriend relationship. To me, it's a very important part of that. And unless there's a medical condition somewhere, I don't know if I would be comfortable staying in a relationship where there was no sex. Mm-hmm. You know? At least, I'm not saying it has to be anal intercourse. I'm saying there has to be more than just hanging out at the dinner table with someone having conversations.
But how about the long walks on the beach and the cooking dinner?
It's romantic, but that romance has to go somewhere.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you agree? See? We're always around the
long
same page.
Long walks on the beach.
Yeah, it's nice.
Hanging out at the bathhouse. Yeah. okay. So what are there some answers?
Long walks on the beach, hanging out at the bathhouse. You took the nicest like view and brought it right down into the gutter.
It sometimes works.
What? Probably right down to the gutter? Yeah, probably.
I'm having a problem here. It doesn't.
Do you want to share with me? I'll share with you.
Okay, all right. Let's do this. Okay, so
it's
some
your
of the.
Show. Just, you read it.
It's just that. Just Google Drive is not working.
I'll work off
okay,
the cuff.
So I think that if you're. Yeah, I think you should have sex as much as you can, as much as you want, much as you. Yeah, in a week. But maybe people will get sore, so probably 2 times a week, 3 times a week. People have limitations.
This is what I think. Yeah. It's like if it works for you guys, once a week is fine. If it 7 times a week works for you guys, that's good too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's what works for the specific couple.
Yeah.
I think if you're having sex 21 times a week, There could be an addiction problem if you're having
sex. And you're saying that's bad?
Not at all a week. Then you're having a...
You're not going out of the house anymore? Stuff like that?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. If it's getting obsessive,
yeah,
could be a problem.
And your only rest is to pee and to drink and to eat.
Yeah. I don't know. All day naked cuddling is good, I think.
So. I know how that feels. Okay. So the answers are how many times they both want to.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, we didn't even have to talk about it. All the answers are here.
And as often as they both want to and can, yeah. As often as it takes to keep them satisfied, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it really depends on how many relationships you have going. At least once a day.
Right.
I like these answers. Once or twice a week would be an average.
I think that's about right for most people. Yeah. But especially once they've established a relationship.
Yeah. Some have sex every day, some once a week. Depends on how they feel about it. There was one study that showed that an average couple tend to have sex 3 times per week. Interesting. Also, here's a funny one I saw. It would really depend. For atheists, perhaps a lot. For religious people, no sex until marriage.
Still might want to get tested.
You still want to get tested.
Who wrote those answers? Is that on the? Do people send in their answers?
Yeah. It's in the
algorithm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. So yeah, I just found it funny because I'm sure some religious people haven't had waiting until sex. I'm sure they're having sex somewhere.
Oh yeah.
And they could attest. They should get
tested. Little boys.
Yeah. All right. So what do you guys think about having sex in a week? How many times? Give us a number.
Yeah. Why don't you videotape yourself for a week and send it in?
And post it on XTube and we'll link to it. Okay, that's good. Okay, let's talk about a little bit more. Last night was the Golden... Wait, last night? Last Sunday was the Golden Globes.
You need Ray for this one.
Really?
I'll help. I'll do what I can. But...
Oh, no, no. But I'll go through it and then we'll just pick the ones that we kind of like.
Yeah, we can go through
like best drama. 12 Years a Slave.
Never saw it.
I saw
Did you?
It.
Great.
It's really
I heard
good.
It was really good.
It was really good.
I didn't see that one.
You should have read the one. Also, best musical comedy, American Hustle.
Also didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, Mike and I saw that. That's really good. Christian Bale.
I heard what you said about him on the other podcast episode. But I've always thought he was an excellent actor, actually. Yeah.
I did say before that I was not impressed. Then Scrum Bear told me, watch this and this and this.
In his career, he's getting a lot of similar roles, and he wasn't able to branch out. But I've seen him in stuff that I just thought he did a great job in.
Yeah. Actually, American Hustle, he did a really great job. He had that comb over. He was really chubby.
Oh, was he really?
Oh, yeah.
It's weird.
Weird, right? From The Machinist, where he's so skinny.
And right.
He's so
a little Batman, bit. All, everything. Yeah.
And then Gravity won Best Director, Alfonso Cuarón.
Didn't see it.
You didn't see it either? Nope. Okay. What did you watch?
None of these.
None of these? Okay. Matthew McConaughey.
Holy crap. I actually have not seen one of the things.
Really? You haven't been watching?
Not one of the movies.
Well, you have a date night sometime.
I've seen lots of movies, just none of these.
Oh, not these. Okay. The ones that won. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're just talking about the ones that won. And best actor in musical comedy, Leonardo DiCaprio. And,
okay.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Amy Adams in American Hustle, best actress. Mm-hmm. And then Jennifer Lawrence in American Hustle. She was good there. Jennifer Lawrence, the same girl in... Did you watch Hunger Games?
Yes, I know who Jennifer Lawrence is. I'd be voted out of the gays if I didn't know her. Everyone loves her these days.
Would you do her?
Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah.
I don't find her...
No?
I
mean, if you were straight.
I don't know what to think
just
about
throwing
her.
Out there.
Like,
it out there.
Yeah. Like she, I don't know. Like I could still look at some women and go,
okay.
Hmm. With her, I don't ever had that feeling.
Put a paper bag. Okay, so.
No, I think she's okay looking. She's.
Yeah. Jared Leto, Dallas Buyers Club again.
He's so, actually prettier than she is.
Wait. Oh, Jared she is. Leto. Okay.
He's got nice hair. It's like long and flowy.
I haven't seen her.
I haven't either.
Yeah, that's good. I heard that's really good.
It's interesting. Spike Jonze, like, mm-hmm. you know, he works with all those, like, Jackass guys, and now he's making movies like her.
Oh, okay.
It's interesting.
Okay, let's move on to TV.
All right.
You want to take this one?
Sure, I'll take it. The best TV comedy or musical is Brooklyn 99.
I've never seen it
either. Best TV drama, they got that one right.
Breaking Bad. That's something I watched throughout the...
Best actress in a TV drama is Robin Wright on House of Cards.
Are you related to her?
I'm not, but House of Cards, if you haven't seen that show,
you really need
to watch that show. It is the best political drama I've ever seen, probably.
Mm. It's great. I tried watching it in the beginning, but I'm reserving it.
You gotta get on that one. That's great. Mm. And she is excellent in that. And so is, what's his name?
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey. Okay.
Yep. Best actress in a TV comedy, Amy Poehler, Parks and Recreation, of course. I like her. Best actor in a TV drama, Bryan Cranston for Breaking Bad.
That I agree, because he's really good in that one.
Right. The best actor in a TV comedy was Andy Samberg in Brooklyn 99. I remember seeing like the pilot of that show and just went, this is going to be dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And never continued watching it. Best miniseries or TV movie, Behind the Candelabra.
Yeah, I've seen that either.
That's the one about...
About Liberace.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's creepy, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's creepy looking at Michael Douglas, acting like a Liberace.
Yeah.
And, you know, because Liberace is kind of swishy and everything.
Yeah.
And Michael Douglas is doing all... He's acting and... okay.
He's probably been around a gay or two in his life.
I'm sure. In the Hollywood industry.
Mm-hmm. Then you have the best actress in a miniseries, Elizabeth Moss, Top of the Lake. You skipped the best actor.
Yeah, we can skip that, sure.
Okay. Best supporting actress was Jacqueline Bisset, Dancing on the Edge, and best supporting actor was John Voight for Ray Donovan. I don't know what that is.
I haven't seen Ray Donovan. I know who John Voight is,
but I don't know what Ray Donovan is.
It's one of those cop thingies. I didn't like it too much. I watched it with Mark before.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, we just wanted to run that down because some of them are stuff that I did watch, like Breaking Bad. What else? Let's see if it hangs again. What else? 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah, I heard that was good.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see it eventually.
Yeah.
She'll be on a plane here sooner or later.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's just hanging again. All right, so can you do the events?
Yeah. We got San Francisco Bear Weekend 2014. That is February 14th, 2014.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it is Valentine's Day. I bet there are a lot of people getting their Valentine's there. we need your help to make the San Francisco Bear Weekend 2014 Bear-tastic. Unlike most bear gatherings, there is no organized group behind San Francisco Bear Weekend. We rely on word of mouth and social networking to get the word out.
It's an unrun.
That's okay.
Yeah.
The sole purpose of the weekend as a whole is to have fun as opposed to making a charity or promoter money. There are no dog tags or shuttle buses, just furry guys who want to meet new people, catch up with old friends, have sex, and keep... Ooh, that's not in there. And keep alive the San Francisco tradition started 22 years ago with Bear Expo followed by IBR. I know a lot. I'm surprised that no one has like tried to restart IBR.
Well, this is pretty much the IBR. Because IBR was run by the San Francisco Bears.
Yeah,
and they just couldn't continue it because it's becoming very expensive.
Yeah, but I don't know that it wasn't well attended still. I think they just were having a hard time logistically keeping up with it.
Because
so many people did go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I went 2006. One of the first video podcasts I did was in IBR.
Really? I never went to it before it ended up.
It was a good run. All
right.
Okay, so you can go to sfbearweekend.com for more information on this one.
Cool.
Okay. Also, if you guys have an event that you want to promote, you can email us at events@bearpodcast.com.
Hey guys, this is Ray. I am up in Golden Meadows, California, which is up about somewhere between 5,000 and 7,000 feet, enjoying my vacation. See y'all in a week. Bye.
Now it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. Okay, I'm going to take this gay.
Okay.
Because it's really sad because it's a love text message, but he had to die for it. Okay, so gay prisoner of conscience dies in Cameroon. A gay man in Cameroon who was jailed for sending a text message to another man saying, "I'm very much in love with you," and who was later declared a prisoner of conscience by Amnesty International, has died, according to a lawyer who worked on his case. Roger Jean-Claude Mbede how do you say that? Mbede? 34. He's really young. Died Friday, roughly 1 month after his family removed him from the hospital where he had been seeking treatment for a hernia. So he died of a hernia, okay? His family said he was a curse for them, that we should let him die. It's really horrible.
It seems strange would do that. He died from a hernia.
Could be something else. Could be a complication. So Mbede was arrested. He was even arrested. He was arrested in March 2011 in connection with a text message and convicted the following month under a Cameroonian law that imposes up to 5 years in prison for homosexual acts. He received a 3-year sentence. So Cameroon brings more cases against suspected gays than any other African country, according to Human Rights Watch. The rights group said in March 2013 report that at least 28 people had been charged under the law in the past 3 years. So do you think if Mbede, the guy, didn't send a text message, would he have been saved?
Sure. I mean, people don't die from hernias very often. So you're saying maybe Cameroon doesn't have the best medical facilities, but obviously whoever his condition was, if that's what he died from, was something that was treatable and he would have been fine.
But his family pulled him out.
Right.
So he didn't get the treatment.
Right. Which
led him to die.
How does your family have control over you when you're 34 years old? I don't get.
That's a good question. Well, maybe he is bedridden or something.
Maybe.
Can you imagine that you're dying and the only thing you can do is text message someone you love? And then because you text message something like that, you...
I don't think that's when he texted it. I think maybe he had made that text and then went into the hospital, and then his parents, they knew he was gay because of the text.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're like, screw that. Oh. I don't know.
That sucks.
It does. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, a little bit more happier here. Why gay men make the best bosses. Do you agree?
After reading this article, I do.
Yeah, I think so too. Only 3 months in his senior manager gig at a Fortune 500 company, Matthew Klein was in way over his head. I finally walked into my boss's office, threw my hands in the air, and said, I'm feeling totally overwhelmed and inadequate. He explains, I basically had a breakdown. Many managers would have reacted to such a display of by telling him to get back out there and grow a pair. But Klein's boss had the opposite reaction. Because he's gay. First, he reassured Klein he is doing a good job. And then he helped him prioritize his workloads so that it became manageable. It's not like he's this fuzzy guy who would reach... Oh, he's a fuzzy guy. Well, he's not this fuzzy guy. Fuzzy guy who would reach across the table and hug you in a meeting. He's tough as nails, says Klein of Robert Ollander Crane, who is director of learning and development for the company.
Honestly, if I'm being honest, I hate articles like this.
Why?
Because articles like this portray gays as somehow different than other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the case. Like, I know plenty of gays that would have reacted totally different than the way this guy did. I know plenty of straight people that would have reacted exactly the way that guy did.
So you're...
And to try to portray a whole group of people with all kinds of different personalities as going to be better bosses just because of one guy doing that like that, and
it's
one
not really a good case, you know. It's not really a good case, but then, provided this guy, he may have been a good boss, but so you're saying
is saying the same thing as people who, like, I had a friend after I put my little girl's room together, and it was like very girly. It was like, oh, you're getting in touch with your feminine side. That's the same exact thing. I'm like, I don't have a feminine side. I'm gay. I'm not a girl. You know, it's like there just because I can do something that's good for a girl doesn't mean I have a feminine side. Lots of straight dads could have done the same freaking thing, and that's the same thing here. It's perpetuating a stereotype that gays are somehow different than other people in societies.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, there are those gays that are like, you know, I'm so gay.
Saying you really don't agree with this
thing. No, I don't.
Yeah, I would say. But then it's just, let's just, in your experience. How about in your experience, working with gay people?
I mean, no, I do. I have worked, especially out lesbians in my line of work. I have never noticed a difference, and mm-hmm. I, you know what? The knowledge of who's what someone's sexuality is has not usually come up where I've worked. So
oh, okay.
It's hard to say.
Yeah, I guess we both have a different experience because I have a different experience because let's just say at work I do work with some gay people,
mm-hmm.
and I find it not that I'm saying that there's truth that this is a whole truth here.
Right.
Just that in my experience, I did experience this because I would say my boss, not necessarily my boss, somebody who is higher ranking than me, we work together and we work really well, and we help each other and stuff like that. And other coworkers who are also gay, it's just more.
Would you say he treats you differently because yeah, you're gay?
Not necessarily that. It's right. Just that I work well with them for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe because we laugh.
Maybe it's just because you're more comfortable being yourself around them.
That may be true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that has a lot to do with it in the workplace.
Yeah. Especially in the workplace, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's it because you're more comfortable.
Because gay people, I think, tend to be more guarded about their personal lives and not open up and be themselves as much at work,
mm-hmm.
maybe. But if you're working with someone else that also is gay, you can be more open and honest, and that's always a good thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Yeah, mixed anyway, stories.
Anyway, do you want me to read this one?
Okay, this one's really good.
This was crazy. A federal judge today struck down the Oklahoma ban on same-sex marriage.
Just today.
Yeah. So
today, Tuesday.
I mean, we can read this whole article, but I mean, it's just basically Judge mm-hmm. Terrence Kern ruled in Tulsa that the state constitutional amendment limiting marriage to opposite-sex couples ran afoul of the U.S. Constitution's guarantee of equal protection under the 14th Amendment. So what they didn't do on this one was what happened in Utah, where mm-hmm. they started allowing same-sex marriages to go forward, and then an appeals court overturned that, and now it's all messed up. This time, he put a stay on his order until it can be appealed. Which I think actually makes sense,
yeah.
In the court system,
mm-hmm.
so you don't have an issue like you do in Utah right now.
Yeah, I'm just glad because you know it's getting near the results. You remember we were talking about before? I was saying Texas might be the last state that's going to be allowing gay marriage. It's slowly going down to the south.
Well, you have to think Texas is a very populous state, which means that there's more people to actually file a lawsuit,
mm-hmm.
And more courts, different courts and different judges because of all the amount of people here,
mm-hmm.
that would have differing views and maybe overturn certain things as it goes through the court system. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of those people who believe Texas is going to be that far behind many other states. Mm-hmm. I think you'll see Texas before a lot of states in the South.
Yeah. I tend to think about that now too because, you know, Oklahoma, whole places.
And to tell you the truth, Texas is very close to becoming a purple state. In many places, the Democrats have a lot stronger hold than people mm-hmm. think in the state.
Yeah. It's not red anymore. Yeah. Okay. So to go to the geek. It's a dongle. And Blink Gong dongle now lets you control your home appliances using your voice commands. You like this?
This is freaky.
Okay. So cool. In case you've never heard of NBlink, here's a one-sentence primer. It's an $85 dongle that plugs into your Google TV box. You have to have a Google TV box, though, allowing you to control a Z-Wave-enabled appliance, door locks, and lights using an app, which is pretty cool. So anyway, as of a few days ago, you can control everything using voice commands if you have a Google TV. So the question is, Dave, would you like a voice-activated home?
This is I would, but the thing that scares me is it sounds like a lot of radio waves, and I don't know exactly what Z waves are. I'm not a physicist, but
it's just called a Z wave. It's a
sound wave
it,
or
is no 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 Z wave is a brand. You know, it's a brand. Oh. It's a standard or something that's
well something clearly has to be being sent to certain things throughout your house to do these unlocking and things. No,
just like
it's not electronic, like
just like this Apple TV controller. It says the frequencies are like that.
So it's RF.
Yeah, Usually it's RF. That's what I think.
If it's RF, I don't really have that big an issue with it. But my problem is the more different waves and stuff you put in, you know, around you in the home.
You're afraid of being sterile.
No, because I don't necessarily have to have any more kids. But, what I am afraid of is, brain cancer.
Really? Brain cancer?
Someday.
No, we're just talking about really voice-activated homes. I mean, you just talk to something and something happens, like illuminate, deluminate. Remember that in the
right, but something has to be sent in order for that thing to happen.
Yeah, like remote controls.
Right.
RF, I guess.
It sounds like you're going to be able to, like an RF signal would not be able to unlock the door because I can't, there's no sight.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right now. But it sounds like this is going to work that way.
Yeah. So you're afraid of the sound, of the already.
So I wonder if it's wave. Sound technology. I wonder what the technology is before I go and put this in my house, I guess.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I
like the idea of it.
I like the idea too, but I think it's too early.
Yeah, I mean, I can see going to bed and being like, "Oh, I said the, you know, you say the catchphrase, and then all your house doors get unlocked, and you have to like remember that before you're going to sleep."
Yeah, turn on,
turn your oven on by accident.
Oh, that's right. What if you're sleepwalking and you're talking in your sleep and you say something?
There's all kinds of problems that could happen.
Oh, that is scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Or you know, sleep.
Sex. But how nice would it be to be like curled up in your bed? No, Jason would like this one. Curled up in your bed and you're all comfy, but you really want coffee, but you don't want to get out of bed. You're like, coffee, start! And it just makes coffee, and then you can jump out of bed and have your cup of joe.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good idea. That's good. It's too early, and I don't know yet what I need for it. Because right now, what do you have with Xbox? You say, Xbox, turn on. Xbox, turn off. Xbox, play DVD. Don't you do that with your Xbox?
No, you use your voice.
You can do that with the Xbox.
The Xbox 360?
360, yeah.
I don't do that with my Xbox. Oh, I had voice command to Xbox.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
My friends are trying to get me to buy an Xbox One, but I don't think I'm gonna.
No.
Yeah.
I think it's just too much, these console games. Anyway, last one. Let's go to Bizarre. Dave, you might like
this. Sure, this one's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a look at the world's first smart restaurant, kitchen-free and run by robots. Woo-hoo. Earlier this year, we caught wind of a young robotics company out of San Fran that had created its very own burger-making machine. Just insert tomatoes, pickles, onions, lettuce, buns, and meat, and out the other end pops, you guessed it, a fully cooked, ready-to-eat gourmet burger.
Gourmet burger.
Yeah, with the quotes. Gourmet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Momentum Machines, the minds behind the Burger Maker, have expressed plans to create their own smart restaurant chain serving burgers made by their own crime-fighting robots. According to the company's site, the technology will provide the means for the next generation of restaurant design and operation. Single-item menus, zero line cooks, and almost no wait times, MM's proposed restaurant would be completely minimalist and tailored to improve guests' experiences. Capable of pushing out approximately 360 burgers an hour, the machine takes up only 24 square feet. That's crazy.
I know.
That's a small amount of space, too, compared to
the amount of burgers, it's a bear's heaven, right?
Yeah, we're talking like 12 feet by 2 feet. Mm-hmm. That's 24 square. You know, that's nothing. Small. Yeah. And so you have more spacious seating and more time improving the overall dining experience, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And because the staff never has to touch the food, they don't have to wear those silly hairnets and non-slip shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, no hair in your food, hopefully.
No pubic hair in your food.
So, I think that's crazy if it works.
Yeah, if it works.
You're talking about revolutionizing the restaurant industry as far as fast food goes, I think.
Yeah. The first question is, would you eat a ready-made burger but made by a machine?
Yeah, why not?
Really, a burger made by a machine? I mean, it's like, well, if you are pressing a button, I get there's
some mechanical. If you're putting all the regular stuff in it, like the meat that you would normally cook, hell yeah, I would do that. Why not? It's, you know, you already basically do that when you eat a frozen burger. You think that's been shaped by a human hand?
Oh, that's my machine. That's
stamped and
everything. So you are equating the, not necessarily equating. You're probably comparing this with a machine-made no, burger. No, because I think
this is going to taste better because it's all fresh.
It's all fresh. Yeah, yeah, you insert stuff.
Yeah, tomatoes, you're getting a real tomato, onions, a real onions, yeah. real burger that's cooked on the spot. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't see what the difference is between that. You're talking a very engineered timing.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to be a perfect every single time burger.
Yeah.
Can you imagine when this happens to McDonald's? All those people clamoring for an increase in the minimum wage.
Exactly.
It's not going to matter anymore because there's going to be no minimum wage workers because they're going to be robots.
Actually, that was the original article from this one.
Is it?
Yeah. They're talking about losing these people because you're going to have these machines now.
Right.
So, yeah.
Just more people my taxes are going to have to support, I guess.
How about so next question is what if McDonald's does this? Would you do it? Would you would go there?
I think I probably would eventually, you know.
Houston Bears would be going to a party. Hey,
here's the crux of your question. Would you rather one of those people at McDonald's make your burger or some machine? Who would you rather
because they always fuck it up.
I'm sorry. Some of these people at fast food restaurants that give me food, I question whether or not I want to put that food in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
If it's from a machine that no human hands get to touch anything in there, mm-hmm. it's an easy choice for me.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Easy.
It's really sad, but I would agree with you in this one because it is fresh, but then it's just maybe a machine, but still, it's okay. Okay. So those are our articles for today. So before we end the show, let's do some shout-outs. Tommy from Dallas, happy birthday.
Hey, Tommy. Happy birthday.
Hey, Tommy. And also David from Houston. David, he showed me the Radical Eats. Pretty good. So I got to try vegan food.
Right.
Yeah.
I've got two. Steven, my fellow podcaster on the other podcast, happy birthday to him.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, he also had his birthday same day as Tommy's, I think.
Oh, okay.
And also Jason.
Oh.
Big happy.
Gosh. Oh. Isn't that cute?
Okay. That's it.
All right. So thank you everyone for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can send an email to us at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Send us a message and we'll play it on the show.
What did you say? Did you say email message? You said email message.
Did I say? Oh. You can email your you can do that part.
Yeah, I can do that. Anyway, okay. So subscribe by iTunes and Vimeo or YouTube. You can also catch the show on Stitcher Radio, Bear Radio Network, and the Roku Player. And go to the official website, the new designed website, bearpodcast.com. So check it out. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
I can wait as long as you want. I don't have to put it out on Facebook to anyone. I don't give a shit. My cock is going all kinds of crazy.
No, don't. Don't eat it.
Hey, save that for later.
That is the smallest tablet I've ever seen. Oh, are we doing this live?
Oh, yeah, this is live.
Hey.
We're doing it live!